in the air. Our play, State Fair, by Phil Strong. Our stars, Van Johnson as Pat and Nancy Olson as Margie.
Hello, my name is Abel Frake, F-R-A-K-E. I'm a farmer, got 40 acres, good acres, just outside Brunswick, Iowa. I also have a wife, her name's Melissa, and two children. There's Wayne, nice kid, he's just 17, and Margie, a year or so older. She's a sweet girl, Margie. But my real interest in life at this particular moment is a hog. His name is Blue Boy, and tomorrow I'm going to enter him for the championship blue ribbon at the state fair. And, brother, I am nervous. Right now, Wayne's over in the garage, fussing over the half-ton truck we'll be traveling to the fair in, while Margie's giving the chickens a last-minute feeding.
Thank goodness that finishes it. No, there's no more, you greedy thing. See, the pail's empty.
Hi, Marge.
Wayne, Mama wants you in the house right away. That is, if you're all through tinkering with the car.
Listen, I want you to know I just saved Pa at the very least $3.60 on a rewiring job.
Really? Oh, I do wish Papa would buy a new car to take us to the fair in.
We've got to go. In the truck, so there's room in the back for Blue Boy. I suppose you're like a new convertible like Harry wears. Say, is he going to the fair?
No. Is Eleanor Wilson?
No. Say, what's eating you anyhow?
Oh, nothing. I just feel low.
Me too. Well, what do you suppose it is, Margie?
I don't know, Wayne. Sometimes don't you feel like, well, like you're sick and tired of everything around here, I mean. You know, everything that's got to be planned in advance and...
Well, Pa says on a farm you have to plan everything. Why, even before Blue Boy was born, he planned to make a champion out of him. And tomorrow...
Oh, Wayne, sometimes don't you feel you want to forget the farm and go somewhere and just... Well, just let loose.
You mean, do anything you feel like doing?
Something like that.
Anything at all?
Yes.
Ooh, I didn't think girls felt like that.
Well, they do.
Are you going to marry Harry Ware, Marge?
Oh, I suppose so. He's awfully nice, really, and just about the only boy I've ever gone with.
Yeah, I remember. He used to carry your books home from school all the time. Well, Harry's a darn good farmer. Yep. I'm glad you're going to marry him.
Of course, there's nothing definite yet. Not for a long while.
Say, maybe we'll have some fun at the fair. What do you think?
Oh, it'll be just like last year. A lot of silly amusements I've outgrown.
Me too. You know what I'm going out for this year, Marge? Adventure.
Adventure? You mean you'd like to meet a girl?
Girls? They bore me. I'm interested in women.
You are? Goodness.
Marge, the thing a man has got to have before he settles down for good is adventure. And that's what I'm going looking for at the fair.
Wayne, you Wayne.
Well, I guess I'd better go in and help Ma. Pa said by 7:30 we'll be on our way.
When do you suppose we'll be there, Pa?
Be a while yet, Melissa. Looks like Margie's doing all right there on your shoulder.
Oh, poor child. She fell asleep the minute we got started. Pa, I'm a little worried about Margie.
You are? Why?
She's been acting sort of strange this last week or two.
So did you when you was 18. Oh, say, am I driving too fast, Melissa?
Oh, I don't think so, Abel.
I know you don't think so. Question is, does Blue Boy...
Oh, that hog again.
He's got to be in the pink of condition, Ma. If he wakes up sudden, it upsets him something terrible.
Now, keep your eye on the road, Pa. Everything's all right back there. Wayne's sleeping on that mattress on top of Blue Boy's crate. Nice and peaceable.
It's a privilege for Wayne. He's sleeping plumb on top of the best hog in the state of Iowa, in the entire solar system.
Oh, what time is it, Pa?
Oh, you awake, Margie? Oh, about 1 a.m. Have a good sleep.
How can I sleep squashed between you and Mama?
Yeah, sure must be tough. This is the first time you opened your eyes in 2 hours.
Well, let's have a little music on the radio, shall we?
It's Blue Boy. Turn off that radio. You woke him up. Wayne. Wayne.
Yes, Pa?
Is he all right? Blue Boy, is he mad?
No, just grunting in his sleep. He's smiling now.
Oh. You hear that, Ma? He's riding fine. Now, folks, the first thing we got to do when we get there is to find a place for Blue Boy to sleep.
Oh, Abel Frick, you make that animal seem like he's more important than your own family.
At the present moment, he is. Now, Melissa, Wayne will help you put up the tent and get things shipshape.
What about Margie?
Margie will come with me while I get Blue Boy registered and find a pen for him. That, Melissa, is the way it will be done. Well, what say I step on her, huh? Margie, you wait right here outside the administration building with Blue Boy while I find that registry man.
Yes, Papa. Do you think he'll be awake at 2:00 in the morning?
He better be. Think I want Blue Boy to catch cold in the night air? Now you just wait here and watch that animal. And don't talk to any strangers.
How could I? Everybody's asleep. Besides, I do not talk to strangers.
But when a man's got a pretty daughter, he knows that strangers will talk to her. I'll be back in a few minutes. Bye-bye, Blue Boy.
Oh, be quiet, you big side of bacon. If it weren't for you, I'd be in bed and fast asleep by now instead of freezing to death in this cold.
In that case, young lady, maybe I can be of service.
What? I beg your pardon.
Would you like to borrow my coat?
No, certainly not. Where did you come from?
You see that bench over there at the side entrance? I was stretched out on it.
You were?
Mm-hmm. A little earlier this evening, His Honor, the mayor, officially opened the fair with a burst of magnificent oratory. I was so entranced, I fell asleep. Say, that's an interesting hog you've got there. Hiya. Raising yourself? Where are you from? Cedar Rapids?
No.
I didn't think so. You're not the big city type. Atumway?
No.
Still smaller, huh? Elkhorn?
No.
I give up. Nice night, isn't it? Anything you'd like to ask me?
Yes. Will you please go away? Please?
And leave you out here all alone at the mercy of any big city wolf to make a pass at? Certainly not. My name's Pat Gilbert. What's yours?
I have no intention whatsoever of telling you. And if you don't leave me alone, I'll call a policeman.
Wouldn't help. They're all my friends. How about a cup of coffee? There's a diner just...
No.
Why not? It might warm you up.
I am not cold.
Well, now, that's a matter of opinion.
And anyhow, I have never in all my life gone anywhere with anybody to whom I was never introduced.
I see. Of course, we could take the hog along as a chaperone.
Will you please go away? Please?
All right. But first, young lady, I want to tell you something. Did you ever have a dream? An awful dream where everything was dark and spaceless and sort of swallowing you up and you kept fighting against it? And the more you fought, the worse it got. And then suddenly the phone or the doorbell rang and you opened your eyes. And there was the sunlight flooding into the room. Well, it happened to me on that bench just now. Only when I came out of my dream, it wasn't any telephone. Only the sound of you talking. And no sunlight. Only your face. And that's why I came over to talk to you. Tell you how lovely you are standing here in the moonlight. Well, so long. I'll see you again sometime.
Well, I must say.
Good morning, son. Well, how did you sleep your first night at the fair?
Okay, Pa.
Pa, did you get my pickles entered all right?
Yep. Spiced pickles category, Mrs. Abel Frake, Brunswick, Iowa. Say, where's Margie? Not up yet?
Not yet. She was awful restless during the night, just turned and tossed. I wonder why.
Well, I'm going out for a while. See you folks later.
Where are you off to, son?
Oh, I'll just take a walk around the Midway. There's a fellow at one of the booths I sort of remember from last year. Yeah. I'd like very much to see him again.
The palace upon the show of shows. One ticket takes you through. See the free circus. See desperate Duval drive his motorcycle up the wall. No hands. Maybe he'll break his neck before your very eyes. You, young fella, test your strength. Drive a nail in your crank. Find out if you're a man or an ape.
Take lemonade, chocolate candy, balloons. Hey, you want a balloon, buddy?
What for?
What do I know? What am I supposed to give you? Reasons?
Step up, ladies and gentlemen. You can all see how easy it is. Just throw the hoop over the object you select, and the prize you hoop is the prize you get.
Hello.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old pal. You bring down any bears with a pearl-handled revolver you won last year?
No, I didn't.
Well, now, what'll it be this year? A bottle of perfume. A genuine pearl necklace. I know. Another revolver. You want to be a two-gun man.
Well, it cost me $8 to win that fake pistol last year, mister.
$8, huh? Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Just to show you there's no hard feelings, here. Here's three rings on the house, and what you hoop, you win.
Oh, thanks, mister. I guess I'll try for that bottle of perfume over there.
Okay, son. Now, throw it.
All right. Here goes.
Well, well, what do you know? Did you see that, folks? He wins a bottle of genuine French perfume.
Thanks, mister. I'll bet it's a fake, just like the pistol.
Shut up. Now, watch him again, folks. See if he wins again. Now, remember, fella, you're enjoying the courtesy of the management.
Well, I think I'll go for that fake necklace over there in the corner now.
Well, I see how easy it is, folks. Anyone can do it. Step right up. Here's your Oriental pearl necklace, son. Now go away, will you? Well, now, folks, who's next?
I'll be next, mister. I know all the stuff I've won is fake, but I'm...
Son, step around to the back of the booth a minute, will you? I want to talk to you.
Okay. Where are you, mister?
Over here. Now, listen, kid, what do you mean by telling everybody my prizes are fakes?
Well, they are.
Now, listen, fella, did you ever hear of intangibles? As long as nobody wins them prizes, they're just as good as they look to be. Now, you come along and show everybody how they ain't authentic and all their intangible value is gone. Is that fair? Is that live and let live?
Well, you see, Mr.
You know what I could do? I could go to the state fair board and have you put in jail for libel. Criminal libel. That's 20 years maximum or 3 years minimum.
You could?
Certainly. All I have to do is call a cop and you'll be put in jail.
Oh, he would, Woody. Well, let me tell you.
Now, say, sister, now, wait a minute. Who are you and how did you get into this?
I was standing over there at your booth and watched everything, and if anybody should go to jail, it's you.
Oh, why don't you go home and take a rumba lesson?
Oh, so that's the way you want it, eh? Say, fella, run over to the administration building and ask for the police inspector, will you? He's my father.
Sure.
Wait a minute, sister. I don't know who you are or where you come from, but...
Mister, all I've got to say to you is if you want to stay open today, you'll sell him all the hoops he wants.
But I can't do that, sister. You'll ruin me. Say, fella, how do you come to be so good with the hoops anyhow?
Well, you see, mister, when I come up here last year, it cost me $8 to win that fake pearl-handled revolver.
Yeah, so?
So I went home... And I fixed up a stand in the barn, and I got one of my mother's embroidery hoops, and I practiced. I practiced every evening after school and on Saturdays and Sundays.
You mean you practiced all year to get even?
Sure. And, mister, I didn't show you anything. You know what I can do? I can take three hoops, throw them at once, and they'll all land on three separate prizes.
You can, Well, now, look, son, here's something I want you to have. $8. The $8 you lost last year. I know when I'm licked. So long. And don't come near that stand again.
Well, we fixed his wagon, didn't we?
Gee, miss, I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, that's all right. Forget it.
Boy, it's lucky your father's a police inspector.
Hey, you didn't believe that, did you? My father's just a stock show manager over at the Pavilion.
Well, for the love of my...
candy, pink lemonade. You buy a balloon, mister? Oh, it's you again. So long.
Say, what's your name?
Wayne. What's yours?
Emily.
Well, could I offer you a glass of pink lemonade, Emily?
Sure, why not? Say, why are you staring at me that way? I got too much makeup on?
Well, no. I guess it's because, well, Emily, you know, I've lived on a farm all my life, and I've never met anybody like you before.
Oh, I look interesting, huh?
Yes, very.
Well, that's because my skirt's too short and sweater's tight, but every once in a while I dress this way when I'm feeling sort of adventurous.
What? What did you say?
You know, adventurous. When I get fed up with things and I want to step out for a little fun. You ever think of doing that, Wayne?
Yeah, I've thought about it.
You have? Well, maybe we could think about it together sometime.
Really? Do you really mean that, Hillary?
Sure. How about tonight? About 9 o'clock.
Oh, we'll make it 9:30. I promised to take my sister for a walk along the Midway, but I can make it by 9:30, Emily.
Okay, 9:30 at the administration building. So long, Wayne.
So long, Emily.
Have another hot dog, Margie?
No, thanks. Mr. Gilbert.
Pat.
Are you really a newspaper man, Pat?
Uh-huh. Now that you told me your name, where are you from, Margie?
Brunswick. That's 50 miles the other side of Keokuk.
Brunswick. I was there once. I covered a plane crack up.
Oh, yes. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Were you really there then? In Brunswick?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm glad, Pat.
You are? Why?
Well, at least you've been to my town and... Well, I don't feel you're an absolute stranger who...
Tried to pick you up twice?
Yes. Oh, golly, it's getting late. I've got to go home now.
I'll take you there.
Oh, no. Thank you just the same.
Why not?
Well, I don't know you.
What do you mean you don't know me?
Well, I mean, well, we still haven't been properly introduced. My folks would ask, are you really a reporter?
Look, if you want to see my card, here it is. Also, my driver's license, newspaper guild card, hospitalization, my high school diploma's at home. I could bring it tomorrow.
Never mind. I believe you.
Good. Now be quiet a minute while I tell you something. Margie, everything I told you last night about opening my eyes and seeing you standing there in the moonlight and what it did to me, it's all true, every word of it. Do you believe that, Margie?
I don't know. It sounds crazy.
Sure it does. Coming from me, it's fantastic. I suppose you've got a boyfriend back home, haven't you, Margie?
Well, in a way, I have.
Sure. And I've got a girl in Joplin, Missouri.
Oh?
So you see, we're both in the same boat, kid, and I've got an idea.
What?
Let's you and I just have a good time. We'll see the fair together, have fun, and then go our separate ways and forget about it. What do you say?
Well, if it's understood that it's just for fun...
Just for laughs, kid. That way, nobody will get hurt. Then you'll go back to Brunswick, and one of these days, I'll hop a train for Joplin. Right, Margie?
Well, all right, Pat.
Sure. Just for fun, baby. Just for laughs.
We pause now for station identification. The curtain rises on the second act of State Fair, starring Van Johnson as Pat and Nancy Olson as Margie, and featuring Dick Van Patten as Wayne, Rosemary Rice as Emily, and Cameron Prudhomme as Abel Prick. Well, the following morning, we were all at breakfast just outside the tent. You know, the usual milk, hot cakes and sausage, bit of bacon on the side, bit of peaches and cream maybe, hot rolls and coffee. I was feeling a mite nervous about Blue Boy, so I didn't have a chop or anything. The kids didn't seem to be much interested in food either.
Wayne, have some more hotcakes, dear.
No, thanks, Mom. Marge, what'd you do after I left you last night?
Oh, I walked around a bit. I went for a ride on the roller coaster.
Oh, you didn't happen to meet anybody interesting, did you?
No, of course not. Who should I... did you meet anybody interesting?
Why, no. Who should I... Pa, what time is it?
Stop changing the subject.
I was doing nothing of the kind, but I must say I couldn't help notice how you changed the subject when I asked if you met anybody.
How did I change the subject?
By asking me if I met anybody.
Now, children, no bickering. Pa, when will they be judging Blue Boy? Have you heard?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Abel, do you really think he'll win? You're not just pretending.
I know why you want Blue Boy to win, Ma. You think if he wins, I'll be fit to live with the next year. But I can promise you right now, I won't. If Blue Boy wins the big prize, I'm going to start on horses next. I ain't ever going to be satisfied with what I get. I'm going into other things I can't get. You can count on that.
Oh, all right, Pa. Does anybody know whether they judged the pickles today?
Two this afternoon, Ma.
What? Oh, my goodness. Margie, will you be there with me, dear? I'm so nervous.
I'll meet you there, Mother, at the exhibition hall at 2 o'clock. Excuse me, mister. Is this the place where they're judging the pickles?
Right in there, young lady.
Thank you.
Hello, Marge.
Oh, Pat, where did you come from?
All around. Why, you're even easier on the eyes than I thought.
What do you mean?
Well, I've only seen you at night. Say, I never did get a really good look at you.
Please, Pat. Don't.
Don't what?
Don't keep saying things like that. Last night on the way home, you said the same thing.
What's the matter? Don't you like compliments?
Of course I like them. But I don't think you mean them. Well, I mean, you do in sort of a way. But I don't want you to say them. I mean, well, remember what you said. We agreed there was to be nothing like that in our friendship.
Okay. From now on, I won't even look at you.
Oh?
When it occurs to me your eyes are like Hedy Lamarr's, only better, I won't even mention it. And when I see you walking towards me with your hair blowing in the wind and everything going pitter-pat inside me someplace, I'll just think of a good book I read.
Oh.
Seems like a silly idea to me, but if that's the way you want it...
Well, maybe you're right, Pat. I mean, after all, the fair's only going to last 2 days more.
Sure.
And I wouldn't want to be the cause of your feeling unhappy about anything.
Now you're talking. Well, what do we do now? Want to try the funhouse or the whip?
Oh, Pat, I can't. Mother's pickles are going to be judged any minute now.
Your mother's what?
Pickles.
Oh. Okay, I'm game. Come on, let's go.
Oh, I'd rather not, Pat. You see, I'd have an awful time explaining to Mother.
Oh, yeah. We haven't been introduced. Well, when do you think this pickle thing will be over?
Oh, by 4 at the latest. We could meet somewhere then.
Okay, so long for now. I'll see you at the roller coaster at 4 o'clock.
All right, Pat, I'll be there.
First prize for beaten biscuits. Mrs. Sylvia Lewis, Roller Route 2, Watsheer, Iowa. Second prize, Mrs. Mary Bennett, Winterset, Iowa. Third prize, Mrs. Celia Baumgarten, Albia, Iowa.
Mother's coming to the pickles now.
My dear.
Pickles and preserves. Sweet pickles. First prize, Mrs. A.R. Frick, Brunswick, Iowa.
First prize?
Sour pickles. First prize, Mrs. A.R. Frick, Brunswick, Iowa.
Did you hear? Margie, please. It's the next one that's the big one.
Pickles, unclassified. The spiced pickles of Mrs. A.R. Frick, Brunswick, Iowa. Win the blue ribbon.
The blue ribbon.
For the best pickle preserve in this category.
Oh, Mother, you got it.
Oh, now, Mother, pull yourself together. Everybody's looking at you. You're famous.
Excuse me, lady. Are you Mrs. A.R. Frake of Brunswick, Iowa?
Why, yes.
And you? This young lady here, is that your sister? Oh, Pat Gilbert's the name. Des Moines Register. Want your picture for the paper. Here, hold this jar.
Oh, but these are not my pickles.
A pickle's a pickle, Mrs. Frake. Now, you young lady, just sit there on that empty crate alongside her and let's have a little cheesecake.
Cheesecake? But I didn't bake
Margie,
any.
He just means like this with my skirt.
Oh, Margie, Frick, you pull your skirt down. Do you hear?
Mother.
Okay, I got it. The Des Moines Register thanks you very much, ladies. Oh, and you, miss, suppose you come along with me and I'll give you an extra print.
Now, Pat, I want you to tell me the truth. Did you make that judge give Mama the prizes for her pickles?
Who, me?
Answer me.
No.
Pat, I knew the minute you came around with that camera there was something funny about it. Cheesecake. What did you say to those judges?
Nothing. I just happened to mention that Mrs. A.R. Frake of Brunswick, Iowa, was my aunt.
You didn't? Oh, Pat.
Anyhow, I tasted those pickles and they were delicious. Well, what now, Margie?
I told Mama I wasn't coming in for supper.
You did?
Could we eat together somewhere?
Oh, could we? And then after that, I'll tell you what we do.
We'll go on all the rides, especially the roller coaster. Then we'll go over to the amphitheater and see the pageant. By then it'll be midnight, and we'll climb the ridge overlooking the water and listen to the music coming from way down below. How's that?
Oh, lovely. Will they have fireworks, too?
Naturally. Then we'll just stay there a little while, you and I all alone. Watch the lights die out one by one, way off there in Des Moines. Would you like that, Margie?
Oh, I'd like that very much, Pat.
Look at that orchestra way down there. How small they look.
That music they're playing. What is it, Pat?
Liebestraum.
Oh, it's lovely.
Written by a guy named Franz Liszt. A fine pianist, a mediocre composer, and a great lover. Anything else you want to know?
No, not just now. Tell me, do you know everything, Pat?
Oh, me? I don't even know enough to come in out of the rain. Speaking of the weather, Marjorie, are you cold?
Not with your arm around me this way.
Happy?
Yes. Oh, this has all been so wonderful. Every minute of it.
It isn't over yet, Margie. There's still two more days to the fair. Say, look at that moon. Now, where did that come from?
Behind the clouds. It's been there a long time.
Well, what do you know? And I missed it. I must be slipping.
Pat.
What?
What kind of a person are you, really?
Oh, I don't know. Just like everybody else, I guess. Why?
You've been around a good deal, haven't you?
Well, sort of. Sure, if you mean geographically. I've worked in Chicago, New York. I did a stretch on the Paris Herald for a while.
You mean Paris, Fred?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Well, what were you doing in Paris? I mean, how did you happen to be there?
Oh, I'd just gotten out of college. Thought I wanted to be an architect, so I went to Rome.
Rome?
Mm-hmm. To learn something about buildings.
Did you learn anything?
Uh-huh. But I didn't have what it takes to be an architect. Then I moved up to Paris. Literature beckoned. The kid from Montparnasse.
From where?
Just a place on the left bank of the most beautiful river in the world. Oh, I'm going to go back there someday. Write a book. Well, that's enough autobiography. Tell me about you.
Me? All right. Pat, the furthest I've ever been from home is right here at this fair.
Well, that's all right, baby. I'll tell you all about every place, and then you'll have been there, too.
Oh, it doesn't work that way, Pat. We're different, you and I.
Margie, there's no reason in the world why you and I can't be friends. Very good friends.
What do you mean, Pat?
I'll show you. Now, hold still while I...
Pat, no. No, you mustn't kiss me.
Don't be silly. Why shouldn't I?
Because I don't want you to.
Of course you do. You want to as much as I do. Why don't you admit it to yourself?
Because it's not the truth. What sort of person do you think I am, anyhow?
Sit down, Margie.
No, I won't.
Sit down. There. Now, I'll tell you what sort of person I think you are.
I'm not interested.
I think you're a sweet kid, just coming of age, just beginning to feel an interest in what it's all about. For the first time in your life, you feel blood stirring in your veins. And you know what, Margie? You're afraid.
What do you mean? How dare you talk to me like that?
Be quiet. I also think you're lovely, you're decent, and you're fun to be with, and furthermore...
I'm not interested.
Quiet, I said. Furthermore, and this amazes me as much as it does you, I think I want to marry you. Will you marry me, Margie?
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Yes or no?
I don't know. It's all so quick.
I know. But the important thing is, do you love me? Do you?
Yes.
Well, that helps. What do you say?
I don't know.
All right, Friday's the last day of the fair. Take till then to think about it. Now that's enough talking. Look at me.
Yes, Pat.
Kiss me.
Yes, Pat. Oh, darling, I do love you.
Is it?
I don't know, Mom. It's late, I guess.
You wake Pa. Where were you?
Oh, On the roller coaster again.
Never seen anybody so crazy about that roller coaster.
I waited to see the fireworks. Oh, they were lovely.
I can't understand why Wayne isn't home yet. Did he tell you where he was going?
Oh, no, Mama, he didn't.
You know what, Margie? I suspect he had a date with some girl or something. He was so excited at supper.
Don't worry about Wayne, Mother. He can take care of himself.
Wish I was sure of that. You know, things can happen to a person at a state fair when they're all keyed up and excited and everything. You sort of get out of yourself and want to do crazy things.
Do you, Mama?
Oh, not you, Margie. You're a girl with a lot of good sense who thinks out everything first. Papa always says, Margie's got a good head on her shoulders. No, we don't worry about you, dear.
Thank you, Mama.
But I am worried about Wayne. Where on earth can he be at this hour?
Are you sure it's all right, Emily? My being here in your apartment like this?
Of course it is. Or I wouldn't have invited you after the show. Gee, it was sad, wasn't it? Especially when that composer friend...
Schubert.
...dies.
Yeah. What about your father, Emily?
Oh, Dad won't be home till dawn. He went to a lodge meeting or something.
What's that?
What?
What you're putting in those glasses.
Oh, bourbon. Daddy only drinks bourbon.
Are you sure it's all right?
Sure. In big towns, everybody has a drink after the show. It's adventurous.
Oh?
Hey, remember what you told me yesterday about feeling like a great adventurer sometimes? Well, that's the way I feel right now, Wayne. Let's have an adventure together.
All right, Emily. Only I've got to tell you the truth. I've never tasted a drop of liquor in my life, have you?
Once or twice. I'll put a lot of soda in yours.
All right. Only I want you to know it's your own responsibility. Oh, I haven't the faintest idea what this is going to do to me.
Well, let's find out, huh? Here's looking at you.
Well, here's looking at you, Emily. And a very pleasant occupation it is, too.
Say, maybe you don't need this drink.
Maybe I do. Well, here goes.
Well?
It feels kind of nice and warm in your stomach, don't it?
Wayne, did you drink that whole thing in one swallow?
Sure, that's the way you're supposed to do it. I saw it in the movies.
Not when it's a highball, silly.
Oh, is that a highball? Say. Oh, this stuff is powerful. Does it stay on your breath?
Oh, well, just chew some cloves when you get up in the morning. Daddy always does it.
Oh, gosh, it's getting kind of warm, isn't it? You mind if I take off my coat?
Not at all. Hey, you feel all right, don't you?
Surely. Oh, gosh, it's hot. Come on over here on the sofa with me, Emily.
Must I?
Well, you don't have to.
I don't mind. There. Now we're all comfortable and nice.
Emily.
Yes, Wayne?
Emily. Do you mind if I put my arm around you?
How can I tell them till you try it?
Would you mind if I put my head on your shoulder?
All right. Only isn't it the girl who's supposed to put her head on the fellow's shoulder?
Yeah, but I'm the one that's dizzy. Are you dizzy too, Emily?
I'm all right.
I'm glad. I'm very glad, Emily, on account of... how about another little drink?
I don't think you ought to have another one, Wayne.
All right, well, whatever you say, Emily. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. Emily... I'm very exceedingly glad you feel all right on account of, I think you're a very wonderful woman.
You do?
Very wonderful. Oh, not only that, marvelous. Emily, did you know you're the best-looking woman of my entire acquaintance?
Am I? Do you like me a lot, Wayne? Honest and truly, I mean.
Do I, Emily? Oh, I like you so much. I'm going to kiss you, Emily. I'm going to...
Oh. Oh, golly.
Emily. Gosh, Emily, I didn't mean that. Gosh. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Emily.
Oh, that's all right, Wayne.
No.
Dear.
Well, it's not all right. I mean, Emily, I beg your pardon. Will you forgive me?
Sure.
It wasn't me, Emily. That was the liquor. And I want you to know, Emily, that I don't think you're that kind of a girl at all. I don't, Emily.
I know you don't, Wayne.
And I wouldn't think of making a pass at you, Emily. Really, I wouldn't. Maybe I better go now.
Sit down, dear.
But, Emily, you better let me. I'm not responsible, I tell you. I don't know what I'll do next.
I forgive you, darling. In advance.
No, I don't. I don't trust myself, Emily. Why, the way I've been behaving. Gosh, I didn't know it was in me. I don't even recognize myself.
Sit down, Wayne.
Emily, if I stay here another minute, I don't know what would happen. It might be something terrible. And then for the rest of my life, till the day I die, it would be with me. Inside of me, like a terrible, torturing thing. No, Emily. For your sake, I must go.
No, sit down.
Good night, Emily.
Wayne, don't go.
I must. No decent woman must ever see this side of me. Good night, Emily. I am going now.
Oh, go ahead. Goodbye, adventure.
Well, the next day was Thursday. The day they were going to pick Blue Boy as the finest hog boar that ever was raised. Just before the big event, Ma and Wayne and Margie came over to the stock pavilion to see how things were going.
Hello, Pa. How's Blue Boy?
Well, son, I'll tell you. Blue Boy is mad. He's madder than the old Rip about something.
Oh, goodness.
Maybe it's that sow in the next pen that's upsetting him. Now, if he'll just stay mad, there ain't a hog that ever was or ever will be that can touch him. The madder he gets, the prettier he is. Yes, sir, he'll win the sweepstakes, sure. he understands every word I'm saying. Don't you, beautiful?
This way, gentlemen. This is the last specimen, I believe.
Here they are now.
Good afternoon, Mr. Frick.
Yep, Abel Frick, Brunswick, Iowa.
Yes, of course. And this is your entry? Blue Boy?
Sure is.
Pretty fine-looking animal. Yes, sir. A lot of pork there. A nice head. Interesting quarters. Yeah, let's see what his coat's like. Come here, boy. I want to scratch your back a bit. Amazing. Gentlemen, I call to your attention the spirit of this animal. Hardly ever see one so well-developed that's up on his toes that way. Come here, boy. Yes, sir. Great vitality. Well, gentlemen, that about does it. Hand me that microphone. I'm ready to announce my decision now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sweepstakes prize for the best animal in the show to Mr. Abel Frake of Brunswick, Iowa, breeder and owner of Blue Boy.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Well, Blue Boy, what do you say to all this?
Well, thank goodness Blue Boy won and that's over. Now, Margie, your father will be fit to live with for the next...
Mama, it's awfully close in here with all these animals. I think I'd like a little air. I guess I'll take a walk outside.
Now, that's what I call sensible. Margie, you'll be back for supper, won't you?
Yes, Mother.
You better make sure that you are. I don't like this idea of you running around loose.
You don't? And who are you, pray?
I'm your brother, that's who, and I gotta keep an eye on you. Why, anything can happen to a person at a state fair.
Well, it won't happen to me.
That's right. You're a good, sensible girl, dear. Pa and I know you can take care of yourself.
I can take care of myself, Mother. Pat.
Marcia, you're late.
Oh, I couldn't help it, Pat.
Okay. Well, what do we do? Where do we go? The roller coaster?
No, not just yet. This is the last night, Pat. The last night ever.
Oh, that's what you think.
Well, anyhow, you know where I'd like you to take me now?
Any place you say, baby.
Well, I've never seen your papers exhibit at the fair. Papa said they have some kind of printing machine.
Well, a linotype.
Yes, that's it. I think I'd like to see it.
Oh, look, Marge, I'd love to take you, but most of the boys over there know me and...
Oh,
And you don't want them to see you with a country girl, is that it?
Not at all, Margie. I'd rather they saw me with you than anybody else in the world, but on one condition.
What?
That you'll marry me tonight.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
The fact is, Margie, my attitude towards women has never been exactly platonic, and all my friends know it, and if they see me with you, they'd just assume my intentions were not entirely honorable.
I see. Whereas, of course, your intentions have always been as pure as my Sunday school teacher.
Now, wait a minute, Margie. Try to be masculine about this only for a minute. I've asked you to marry me because I love you. If you say you will, then I don't mind introducing you to the boys. But if you won't, or there's any doubt in your mind, I don't want them thinking that about you.
Your life hasn't been very dull, has it, Pat?
No, it hasn't. Well, do you want to go over there now?
No, Pat, I don't believe so.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Pat.
What, Margie?
Why do you want to marry me?
Well, I guess it's because I love you. That's usually considered a pretty good reason.
Yes, but why do you love me? Tell me, Pat.
All right. I'll try. First, the thing you mentioned yesterday, that we're different. We are. But it's a refreshing difference, for me, anyhow. You're like a clean, sweet breeze from an unexpected direction. Unexpected, yes, that's it. Everything about you is unexpected, Margie. Before I met you, if somebody had described you to me, I would have laughed and thought, oh, that's not for me. I wouldn't be interested in that. And unexpectedly, I am very interested.
But why, Pat?
I think it's just because it's the way you are, mostly. The simple, good things you stand for. And your unspoiled looks and the straight line without detours that your mind travels on. Your honesty and truthfulness and how alive and young you are. Those are some of the things I love you for, Margie.
Thank you, dear.
And one more thing while I'm at it. You're different from anyone I know. You'd mean a different kind of life for me.
Yes, I've been thinking of that. Pat, dear, do you realize if you marry me, you'll tie yourself to one place and one woman all your life?
I don't believe I'd want anybody else if I had you, Margie.
Could you be happy that way? No more adventures, no more travels. Just slaving away on the Des Moines Register until you were old?
I think so. Of course, things might happen. They probably would. We might go to New York or Paris, anywhere.
Oh, I'm a farm girl. I don't know any of the things they know in New York, Pat, or Paris. How would I get along there? Why, what would people think of me?
They'd think you were terrific. The men would all make love to you and the women would hate you.
What would these people talk to me about, Pat?
The same things they talk to me about.
Oh, no. I don't know anything about architecture or music. And I've never been to a nightclub in my whole life. Now, back in Brunswick...
All right, tell me about Brunswick.
Well, I could be useful there, and people would like me. I'd be someone. I'd be making a home for my husband and my family. There'd be 4 or 5 children, maybe. And they'd grow up like me. And live to bring more land into the family.
Margie, are you telling me you won't marry me?
Yes, Pat.
Why? Is there really someone?
Yes, Pat. It's hard to tell you, but... Well, there is someone back home.
Oh.
He's been in love with me always, all my life.
Margie, this fella back home... You love him the way you love me?
Oh, no, Pat. Not the way I love you. Well, it's different somehow. But I love his kind of life. I'd be somebody back there, and he'd love me forever... You'd get bored with me after a while.
No, Margie, you're wrong. I'd never get bored with you.
Yes, you would, dear. Don't you see? Well, I'd better be going now, Pat. I've got to help Mother pack. We're leaving tomorrow.
Will I see you again?
No. Oh, Pat, I want to tell you something.
What?
I love you, darling, but you're not entirely real to me. You seem like something I'll wake up from. Do you understand?
All a dream to you.
Well, not exactly. Just something that's not really part of life. You're an adventure, something I half dreamed up and have been wishing for a long, long time. And now that my wish has come true and I've had my dream, I've got to go back to reality. Goodbye, Pat.
I won't say it.
Oh, say it, please, for me.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Goodbye, Margie.
Goodbye, darling.
headed home at last. You all right back there, Wayne?
I'm okay, Pa.
If Blue Boy gives you any trouble, give him a kick in the flat.
Oh, why, Abel. After Blue Boy winning the big prize for you.
He's won it, ain't he? Now he'll have to go back to being treated just like any ordinary critter. No more pampering and babying.
I don't think that's fair, somehow.
King for a day. Well, his day's over.
Hi, darn you, homey-looking devil.
How far are we from home, Pa?
Oh, 50, 60 miles.
I hope so.
What's the matter, Margie? Don't you feel well?
Oh, I'm all right.
You don't look all right to me. In fact, you look like you were going to bust out crying in a minute.
Well, I'm tired, I tell you. Can't a person be tired without a lot of other people asking a lot of silly questions about whether she's tired or not? I'm tired, that's all.
Now, what did I do, Margie?
Oh, leave me alone.
Margie, get hold of yourself. You're too old to do things like this.
I'm not doing anything.
Melissa, what do you suppose is ailing her?
The strangeness of the fair and all. Margie, stop crying. It isn't as though this is the last state fair you were ever going to.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. I never want to go to another one again. Never.
Oh, Margie.
Shut up, I said. I want to go to sleep.
I think I'd like to take a little nap now, too. Mama, mind if I put my head on your shoulder?
No, dear. You go right ahead.
Good night, Ma. Good night, Pa.
Good night, dear.
Sleep well.
Good night, all.
Night, son.
Night, son.
You know something, Abel? Ooh, I'm a bit tuckered out myself.
Me too, Ma. Oh, shut up, you. You're not the big stuff around here anymore. Now go to sleep like the rest of the family.
Shut up! In a year, you'll be nothing but bacon.
Oh, no, he won't. He'll be the pop of a lot of Blue Boys.